Happy Saturday. You're listening to 11 to 1. This is Faith Music Radio, and it's not 11 to 1. I knew I was going to do that today. Well, that just gives me a chance to promote 11 to 1, right? Well, 11 to 1 is programming designed with ladies in mind, and you hear 11 to 1 from 11 to 1 each weekday, Monday through Friday here on Faith Music Radio. And I am Janice, and I am the host of 11 to 1, but I've got two girls in the studio, Katie Depew and Emily Edmonds, that have brought me out of my comfort zone, gotten me up early on Saturday, and got me to the studio. These two girls are from Carterville, Illinois, and we did the interview with Katie last hour. We're going to put that up on the 11 to 1 podcast later today, re-air it during 11 to 1 next week. But this hour, this next 30 minutes, really, we are going to interview Emily Edmonds. And Emily, I want you to tell us about yourself. I do have to say this first of all. You are just 19 years old. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And she's a young, beautiful Christian girl. That was Katie. but literally, young, beautiful Christian girl, Cartersville, Illinois. And I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and about your family.
Yeah. So my parents, actually a little bit of their background. My mom didn't grow up in a Christian home. And so whenever she got saved whenever she was a little bit older. And then whenever she was a teenager, she met my dad at the church they both went to. And then, you know, they both graduated and they got married. And unfortunately, they got out of God's will. But
sure.
Because of his mercy and his grace, they came back.
Wow.
And they've been serving for over 20 years. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, they're in my life and the godly counsel that they've given me. And so I'm just very thankful for a godly family.
Sure, sure. So you were raised in a Christian home from the time you were born. Mm-hmm. How long have your parents been serving the Lord?
They've been serving the Lord for about 25, 30 years.
Wow. Okay. So you probably just said that. But when I look away to go check out something, sometimes I don't catch it. But 25, 30 years. So you've been raised in a Christian home all your life.
Yes, ma'am.
And how did you, being raised in a Christian home in this kind of situation, how did you come to know the Lord Jesus? And I'm being facetious.
I know, yes.
How did you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Well, my dad's the youth pastor, and so I would go with them on like teen activities. And so I remember the first time I ever heard the gospel, I was 5 years old. And I don't even remember what the preacher was preaching about, but I remember on the van ride home, one of the teen boys, he took me through the gospel. And I just remember praying, but I didn't really think I knew what was going on.
Sure.
And so then when I was 7, 8, 9, I began to realize that I was on my way to hell and that because of my sin, I needed a savior. And then it wasn't until I was 13, my pastor had been preaching through December and January. I remember it seemed like every service was on salvation. And
God was really going after you, right?
Yes, ma'am, he was. And I don't know what I was fighting. I guess just the Holy Spirit. And so one night in February, it was after church, and I just remember running into my mom and being like, I can't take it anymore. And so I asked her to show me how to be saved, and she took me through the scripture, and I accepted Christ that night. And it was like a huge burden just lifted off my shoulders. I wasn't faking anymore. It was real. And I found peace and joy.
That is wonderful. I love that. And you have no need to doubt or to doubt Christ now. When we come back, we're going to take a break, just a quick song break. And Emily is going to share with us about a recent trip some people from your church took to Ukraine. And you got to go to Ukraine.
Yes, ma'am.
While there's a war over there, you guys are in Ukraine.
Yes.
And I want you to share that with us. And so here's the Echoes of Joy. They sing a song, No Need to Doubt Him Now. You're listening to Faith.
I don't understand. His grace would abound. No need to doubt Him now. He'll make a way somehow. Safely this far, Jesus has brought me. No need to doubt Him now.
Child of God, have no fear, though your path seems unclear. Someday God's plan will unfold.
He will never, never fail. He will
Hi, this is Darlene from Mount Vernon, Indiana, and I love listening to Faith Music Radio.
Powerful, positive radio. Faith Music Radio.
This portion of programming brought to you by Wealth Trends Advisors, Intergenerational Wealth Management, and Executive Benefits. For more information, call 812-473-9890.
And we're back. I'm in the studio with Emily Edmonds and also have Katie Depew here as a silent partner, which is hard for Katie. But we interviewed Katie last hour, and this hour we're interviewing Emily. And Emily, you went on a missions trip to Ukraine. Tell us about it.
Yes, ma'am. So the whole idea of the trip first got started back in March when we had just had our missions conference. And wow. My dad kind of had the idea, you know, like, what if we just took a trip to Ukraine? And so he talked to Brother Kyle, which is our other assistant pastor at our church. And Brother Kyle was like, yeah, let's do it. And so originally, I think they were just going to go. And then my mom and I caught wind that they were going. And we were like, well, we want to go. So It worked out. We're actually the first two ladies to make it into Ukraine with this missionary family. And so it was really exciting. We didn't really know what we were going to run into, but the Lord really blessed, and it all worked out. There was we weren't in any danger or anything like that.
Sure.
But it was so exciting to just the idea to get to go and then finally just get there. It was really encouraging.
So what was the purpose of the trip, Katie?
The purpose of the trip...
Katie, Emily, sorry.
That's okay. The purpose of the trip is to get the gospel. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of times people see Ukraine as we need to help them humanitarily. And it's just like, it's important that we remember that we're trying to get them the gospel.
Right.
And that is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And so we went there. It was just, we didn't know, like I said, what we were going to see. And just to see, we went to a couple refugee homes.
Okay.
And
tell us about that.
We saw some young girls there. And it was just heartbreaking because they're 13, 14, 15-year-olds. And it just seems like their whole life is just, it's just being taken away from them.
Sure.
And
So that obviously was very moving for you to see and to know. I mean, you're 19 and you have your whole life in front of you.
Yes.
But their whole life literally has been taken away from them.
Yes. Mm. And so it was just like my perspective was like to see them hurting, and it was just like heartbreaking. And but it was like God was just trying to tell me, you know, I'm still good through all of this. If they were never at that refugee home, they may have never gotten to hear the gospel otherwise.
That's right.
And so I know at least at one of the refugee homes, an elderly lady, she had already been reading the John and Romans that Brother Pranger had given her. And that day she prayed and accepted Christ.
Wow.
And as we were leaving, she's just hugging our neck saying, thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. And so it was just truly incredible to be a part of that.
So you went over to share the gospel with whoever the Lord would allow you to do so. And did you get to see people get saved? Like you saw that lady? Any others?
And then we had the chance to go to a military camp. Okay. And Brother Pranger got to give the gospel to about 50 soldiers. And at least one of them prayed to accept Christ. So.
But they heard the gospel. Yes. Wow. And you don't know what that seed of that word of God is going to do in their hearts for later on. What else about this trip was a special blessing to you and that you feel like that God blessed in a special way?
So it was really the Prangers. They were such a blessing to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier about the iron sharpening iron. He was like, I want people when they come here, I want them to be sharpened. And so he really challenged us every morning, you know, are you in your Bible? Are you praying? Because without God, we can't make an impact. There's no purpose of going if we don't have the power of God. And so just being with them, they were such an encouragement and a blessing to us while we were there.
So these are missionaries that are still in Ukraine.
They're actually missionaries in Hungary.
In Hungary.
And so they've been taking several trips back and
forth. Yes, wow. Ma'am. So they brought it upon themselves to help the people of Ukraine. And so you go there and then you get into Ukraine with them.
Yes, ma'am.
That's incredible. I love that. So this trip was in, you started thinking about it in March. Did you take this trip in April?
Yes, it was April 18th through the 25th.
Wow. Yes, now, you also, because of that trip, you saw some needs and you're also trying to raise some money.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So my dad actually was in the Army. And so this trip, he said, you know, it kind of reminded him of deployment.
Yeah.
And so when we went to the military camp, he was really moved and because we actually were able to buy them some washers. And so through that, we were able to give them the gospel. That's why we were able to go. And so, well, my dad was thinking, you know, if we could just raise some money to get these helmets, we would have the opportunity to go back and share the gospel again with potentially new people. And so if you think to just pray, then that would be amazing if we could go back.
That would be wonderful. That would be tremendous. We'll be back with more. You're listening to 11 to 1. Nope. You're not. You're listening to Faith Music Radio. But I am Janice, and I host 11 to 1 weekdays here on Faith Music Radio from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Here's Andrew O'Neill. There is a tree.
The children of Israel left Pharaoh's army behind. Now 3 days in the wilderness, no water they could find. They fast forgot the power of God to meet their every need. And when they finally found some water, it was bitter as could be. Then with one voice the people began to fuss and fret. Until Moses reminded them God's never failed us yet. So they came back to the water and the Lord showed them a tree. He said, cast it in the water, it will make the bitter sweet. There is a tree to make the bitter sweet when bitter waters you face. Run to that tree of grace. If sorrows abound, don't let them get you down. To meet your every need, there is a tree.
People today are wandering in the wilderness of life. Their hearts are filled with emptiness, disappointment, fear, and strife. If you hear them start complaining, you just point them to that tree. There's grace for every trial and the cross of Calvary. There is a tree to make
drank the bitter sweet and better waters your face. Run to that tree of grace. If sorrows abound, don't let them get you down. To meet your every need, there is a tree. There is a tree to make the bitter sweet and bitter waters your face. Run to that tree of grace. If sorrows abound, don't let them get you down.
Don't let them get you down.
To meet your every need. Need. There is a tree.
So we're going to talk about what we were talking about. You may have heard some of what we were talking about because Janice is really bad with turning mics off here. And so, but that's okay. I can admit that I'm human. I don't mind. I can try to be a perfectionist at sometime, but I've learned a long time ago I'm not.
You're in good company.
Thank you. And so, but Katie was actually asking Emily a question. Can you ask that question again? You did a better job than I will. So
sure. So while they were in Ukraine on their missions trip, they passed out as many John and Romans and tracts as they could, but they had a unique opportunity to get the gospel even further in Ukraine.
Sure. Tell us about that, Emily.
Yes. So unfortunately, we can't send tracts or John and Romans from the U.S. because if we did, they'd be sitting in a port for maybe a year.
You're
kidding. Because of what everything's going on. And so because we were in Ukraine, we were able to mail 8 boxes, which I don't know how many there were in there, but there are several, and to missionaries in Odessa and Kiev, which is the capital,
right?
And they wouldn't have gotten the gospel if we hadn't been there.
So you were able to send those things into really the heat of the battle.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's amazing. What an opportunity. We're going to switch gears here, and I think that trip is amazing. And this is Victory Baptist Church in Carterville, Illinois. They are trying to raise funds, mm-hmm, to get some helmets to take back over to Ukraine.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
And so you pray about that because that's important for the, mm-hmm, people there. And pray about that. And if that's something you want to give to, again, it's Victory Baptist Church in Carterville, Illinois. How can they contact you?
They can contact, if you look, Victory Baptist Church, Carterville, Illinois, we have a website on there, our, yeah, phone number, email address, all of that information.
Okay. So just type in, you know how to Google. Victory Baptist Church, Carterville.
Yes, ma'am.
Pretty easy, Illinois. And if you're interested in helping with that humanitarian aid there. But Katie, you mentioned last hour that you were in the jail ministry and that Emily was your partner in crime.
Yes, we just got out, Janice.
Yeah,
enjoying our freedom.
I believe it. But tell us a little bit about that ministry. You said that ministry was a big blessing, and I want you to share with us some of the blessings.
Yes. So the funny thing is, I don't know if you've ever heard your pastor say this, but if you're praying about something for very long, you might just wait because it may be that God will use you to answer that prayer request.
Yeah.
Our church had been praying about a jail ministry for a long time. And because of my past, that was a burden that I had personally to reach those ladies.
Sure.
So we'd been praying about it, and it became clear that that was something God wanted me to do.
Wow.
So the funny thing about it is we got a bunch of baked goods, and like the good kind, the gourmet kind, and
okay,
brought them with us up to the jail.
And you were allowed to do that?
For the staff.
Okay.
To make our request, kind of like Esther.
Okay.
And let them know.
They prepared a banquet.
Yes. My pastor said, "You brought the police officers donuts?" And I said, well, kind of, but anyway, so we just said, hey, this is who we are. I was able to give them my book and say, this is why I'm here. I have a burden to reach these ladies. So at that time, they allowed us to begin making individual visits with the ladies there through their visitation system. So Emily's mom, myself, mm-hmm, Emily, our friend Shayna, we all began to go up there every week to visit the ladies and get to know them.
So Emily, you did an like it was just one lady that you would visit.
Yes.
When she says individual, that's,
yes,
what she said.
And then we go in pairs. So Miss Katie and I would go, and she would talk, and then sometimes I would visit one just by myself.
So whenever they would, you would visit, they have to agree to the visit. Am I correct?
Yes.
But this would might be somebody that didn't have any visitors.
Absolutely. So many times I would hear this story. My family is no longer living. My family has written me off. I have nobody. Many, many ladies like that.
Now, this is a county jail, a city, county jail in your town. So let me ask you this. Did it stay one-on-one like that? Is it still that what you do?
No, actually, because of COVID, they hadn't opened the jail up yet. And so we were just making, like, through a screen visit.
Sure.
And then just a couple months ago, they opened the jail and we've been actually able to start having services in the jail now.
Wow. So when you have a service, what does the service look like?
Of course, we sing. They don't allow instruments at this time, but we're singing camp style.
Right.
We clap and we have a good time with some good hymns and godly music for these ladies. And we take our prayer requests, of course, and have a teaching time. So we run it just like a church service, but we're not preaching. We're not pastors. We're just running a service for the women.
Right, right. That's good. And then you teach a lesson.
Yes.
And you said you were teaching about you all have been teaching about suffering. Tell us a little bit about that, Emily.
Yes. Miss Katie is such a good friend of mine, and just hearing her testimony, and I didn't have to grow up in that lifestyle.
Right.
And so just to hear her teach on that, you can see that the ladies respond very well to it. And I don't really teach. She's really the main lady,
right.
But just being there with her, it's such an encouragement and a blessing.
Yeah. And so has the suffering, though, her teaching on this recent lesson on suffering, how has that impacted you?
Just in so many ways, like just being in Ukraine, you see the suffering, and
yeah.
Although like in my own life, I haven't had to suffer as much as maybe them, you just see God's goodness and it makes you grateful. He's so merciful and he's so good to me, and I'm just so thankful for all that he's done for me.
And the suffering that God does allow in our lives, the suffering he does allow, always has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There is always a reason, and it is to conform us to the image of his son who suffered for us on the cross and suffered for our sins. I think about a story I heard years ago. A woman was suffering with an illness, and an old Indian friend of hers told her, "You're like a turtle on a fence post." And she just looked at him, a turtle on a fence post. He said, "You didn't put yourself there." And there's suffering that comes into our lives, and we didn't put ourselves there. God put us right there. And he says, if you shake the house, if you shake and get out to get down, you'll break the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to wait on God to make the change in the suffering. And that story impacted me a lot, that God has a purpose, God has a reason, and sometimes we have to just wait through that suffering. And I'm studying a verse that, you know, talking about Jesus tells the disciples, not a hair of your head shall perish, and in your patience possess your souls. And I didn't quote the verses right, but they're in Luke chapter 21. In your patience possess ye your souls. What you have in Christ. Think about what you have in Christ. And sometimes we just wait. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Jennifer Scow. The song, well, of course, is Just Wait.
Strength and hope. I start to feel your grace is not enough. I rely on my sight, then stumble in the dark. Please remind me to tell myself again. Just wait, he'll answer, just wait, don't despair, just wait a little bit longer, just wait. Lord, I am weary, my burden I get paralyzed, confused, lose sight of your intention. Please remind me to tell myself again. Just wait, he'll answer. Just wait, don't despair. Just wait a little bit longer. Just wait. Some trials last a moment, some a day, a month, a year. And there are trials that last a lifetime, with eternity in mind. There's a plan that I can't see. Please remind me to tell myself again. Just wait, he'll answer. Just wait, don't despair. Just wait a little bit longer. Just wait, just wait. Despair, just wait a little bit longer. Just wait.
Well, we're back just for a wrap up here. You've been listening to Faith Music Radio, and Janice, I have stepped into the studio with my friends here, Katie DePew and Emily Edmonds. And Katie is the author of the book, Free Indeed. We did an interview about that. And you can get the book, Free Indeed, by emailing her, freeindeed@AOL.com.
You know what, Janice? That's freeindeedbook@AOL.com.
Thank you, Katie. I totally missed it. Yes. Well, that'll get it ingrained in their minds. Free Indeed. I don't have my glasses on. That makes a difference. But freeindeedbook@AOL.com. And I encourage you to contact Katie for that book. Katie, do you have anything you want to leave us with? We're going to be heading to lunch and spending some time together, but what would you like to leave the ladies with?
Yes, if I could just say this. If you're going through a trial right now, maybe one of those things that just knocks you down completely, don't stop trusting in God. Even though things are really hard right now, it's been a long season for you. Things are not getting better. Things appear to be getting worse. You just hang on to God. You can absolutely trust God. He's all powerful. He is all loving. He has not forgotten where you are. And he, like it says in Hebrews chapter 2, that he is the perfect one to help you. Hebrews 2:18, that because he suffered and was tempted, he's able to succor us that suffer also.
That's
and
right.
I'm paraphrasing, but you can look it up if you like. God is sufficient. God is there. And you just hang on.
Yes.
He'll turn it all around one day.
Yes, I love that. Emily, thank you for coming in. And sharing your testimony and your trip to Ukraine. And it was a blessing to have both you ladies. And we're going to sign off with the song, Never Let Go. It's sung here by Kelly Gray. Never Let Go of the Lord. Thank you for joining us on Faith Music Radio today. These interviews will be up on the 11 to 1 podcast later today.
podcast.